After months of stalemate, there's hope for another round of COVID relief coming out of Washington before the new year. The $900 billion framework emerged last week from a group of centrist lawmakers. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis is headed back to Washington and hopes to get a better look at the details of the proposal.
Well, I'm still pretty pessimistic that a deal is going to come through. I know there's been an agreement by a bipartisan group for a $908 billion package, but the details still haven't been released yet. And frankly, that's substantially lower than what Speaker Pelosi has ever been willing to say that she's willing to accept. So hopefully we'll see something. I at least hope we can do the minimal in opening up the PPP program again for these businesses and small mom and pop shops that are hurting because of the lockdowns and because of the increased coronavirus infections. We have $130 billion still sitting in a pot in Washington, D.C., that we ought to see our small businesses have access to.
What's got to be in a package to get your support? Is there anything that is a sort of a must include for you, Congressman?
It's got to address the PPP issue and the small businesses and mom and pop shops that are hurting. It should address airlines. I'm at O'Hare Airport right now doing this interview. And the airline industry is hemorrhaging. And if we don't have the airline industry intact, we'll never be able to get back to that economic normalcy that we had pre-pandemic.
What about unemployment benefits? So what do you think is sort of the right number? And for how long into the future should we be looking at that?
Well, the right number is only the number that would be negotiated fully. If we're going to continue to see the economy hurting, there's going to be some unemployment. There are going to be unemployment issues that need to be addressed. But at the same time, I think we also need to address in this legislation the ability to hold states like Illinois accountable for the tremendous failures in implementing the coronavirus and pandemic unemployment assistance that we gave them months ago that they still have not corrected.
So you've co-sponsored a bill, a bipartisan Save Our Stages Act, which would authorize the SBA or the Small Business Administration to make grants to live venue operators, producers, promoters, talent reps, to address the kind of the economic blow of COVID. What's the latest with that? And could something like that get tucked into this next round of COVID relief?
We're certainly trying to make sure that it's a part of it. This is one of those areas of our economy that was left out of the initial CARES Act. We see many of our theaters, our venues that line not just our large urban areas in this country, but also our mini urban areas like Bloomington Normal, and even our smaller rural communities. So yes, it ought to be considered because it's long overdue that these areas of our economy and the employees and the ability to sustain their capabilities after the pandemic are at risk.
What do you make of President Trump's continued insistence that he won the election?
Well, he has every right to make sure that every legal challenge that he and his team want to mount is made. He has every right to wait until the Electoral College, which is the process our Constitution lays out that chooses the president, meets and chooses the president. And I fully anticipate, based upon the results, the Electoral College will choose Joe Biden as the next president. But you know, this is an issue that the president is going to continue to pursue all legal options to make sure every vote that was cast was legally cast and counted.
After President Trump won the election, many people on the left refused to accept him as their president. I mean, there were like literally bumper stickers that said, "Not my president." And now we sort of have the opposite of that happening. You know, the president refusing to concede an election he clearly lost. Where does this end? This sort of unwillingness to accept a political opponent's victory. This seems unhealthy, doesn't it?
You know, it does. And it's an issue of the polarization of our country and how polarized that we seem to see the electorate move. This is something you and I have talked about numerous times. That's why I try to be as bipartisan as I am, because that's how I believe we get most of the good provisions that we put in place that are better for our country. That's how we successfully move within our constitutional republic on how to govern. I'm not surprised that the far ends of the political spectrum have had similar have had similar reactions to electoral losses. But at the same time, we also have to see a balance. And, you know, it's frustrating when we walk through the halls of the Capitol building and get asked about accepting election results at the presidential level when the Electoral College has yet to even meet, when some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are not being asked if a duly elected member of Congress from the state of Iowa, Marionette Miller Meeks, who according to Iowa recounts and also the certification that she was the winner, showed that she won by 6 votes. But instead of being asked those questions about how is that different from accepting the same certifications on the presidential level, they aren't asked about it. They aren't held to the same standards. They're not held to the same accountability by many of the large media outlets that we see that roam the halls of the U.S. Capitol.
Isn't a presidential race, isn't it more important to have clarity on the winner at this moment than it is for a congressional race? You know, one district out of hundreds versus the importance of the presidency?
Well, I don't think that's a question that is accurately fair in the sense that I'm a member of Congress. My job is to make sure that we address the issues that come before our body. But at the same time, I'm glad that the president and his administration have allowed Vice President Biden to begin the transition, to begin to get briefings from our national security officials, something that I don't believe was done at this point in time during the transition from the Clinton administration to the George W. Bush administration because of the issues with the Florida recount back in 2000. But everybody who's elected to public office ought to have the same type of respect when it comes to being declared the winner.
You anticipate the Electoral College will certify Joe Biden as the winner. So that does that mean that it's clear to you that Biden won the election?
Well, every election is clear to me at the presidential level, just like 4 years ago when Democrats were trying to figure out a way to flip electors. I said then it certainly appeared that President Trump would get the Electoral College. And it certainly appears to me that Joe Biden will get the Electoral College. But as I said, the process that our Constitution lays out finalizes the presidential vote and finalizes who our next president is when those electors meet. And we still haven't seen that happen.
That's Congressman Rodney Davis speaking with Ryan Denham. The Electoral College meets next Monday to make it official.